Okay. This is the Create Your Divine Brand class, and we are on class number 4. How exciting is that? I want to find out what, if anybody has any questions. I have one person on mute because there was a lot of noise on the call just a moment ago. Let's see, let me undo the mute and see if that makes a difference. Yeah, that's okay. She's all right. So I want to see if anybody has any questions at this point on, you know, what we've covered so far on your logo, on your brand name, your tagline, anything that's gone on so far. Star 2 to raise your hand. Okay. Star 6, by the way, to mute, which is great, and star 7 to unmute. All right. No questions? All right, so we're going to go into class number 4 today. And I want to, before we start, I want to remind you of the live event. We have the information in... No, it's not in the Ning Forum. I'm going to put it up in the Ning Forum, but I have the page up. So, and your particular your coupon, so you can sign up and get there for free. But that'll be in the Ning Forum as soon as we hang up. Okay. All right. So, I want this class right here, because I'm such an artist myself. This is like one of my favorite classes about the divine brand. This is the fun one after I've gone through all the difficult, challenging parts of creating a brand name and a tagline and getting clear about like what your message is, getting what your challenges are, etc. This is the class that is just, I think, lots of fun. So we're going to go over today your personality of your brand. What is it that you want your brand to embody? What is it that you want it to say to the world? What is the vision that you have for your brand, for your work? What is the message that you have for your work, and how to bring that about into a comprehensive, beautiful brand that really connects to other people and shows them who you are and lets them see that. You know, this is fun. This is where we start to talk about your colors, your font, your picture, your graphics. This is where this piece comes in, like the look of your brand. And it's not just in your the brand itself, it's really in everything that you do. But next week we're going to go over in detail where all of those different places are that you will be sharing your brand with the world, and how to mostly how to do it. There's some ways I still haven't figured out yet, but I'll tell you what the places are, and there are people who can help you when you're ready to be putting that stuff together. So let's go to the personality. Like, what is, I want you to take a moment and just write down what the personality is that you would like to convey in your brand. Are you interested in conveying seriousness? Your brand's, do you want it to be fun? Do you want it to be light? Do you want it to be soft? Do you want it to be solid and hard? What are the words that you would describe? Grab a piece of paper and write down about 10 words that would describe your brand's personality. I'm actually going to ask if anybody wants to share what theirs is. I've just actually unmuted everybody. I put you guys all on lecture for a moment, but now I've unmuted you. So I apologize. I know some of you had muted yourself, and I don't know who that was. So, but does anybody want to share some of the words that came up for them about their brand's personality?
This is Nancy. Can you hear me?
I can, Nancy.
Okay, good, because I thought I had muted myself. The words that just popped into my mind, certainly some that you started out with, fun, light, dynamic, creative, mm-hmm. inspirational, eye-catching, and heart-touching.
Nice. I like that. Hang on. I want to write these down. Fun, light, inspirational.
Yeah, dynamic, creative, eye-catching,
mm-hmm.
and heart-touching.
Okay, perfect. I love it. Okay, that's great. All right, so hang on to that for a moment because I'm probably going to come back to you. Does anybody have any other words that they want to share? You guys are quiet today. All right. Okay. We will move on then. When you are looking at the personality that you want to convey about your brand, then your next step is to think about what that brand would look like. Like, just as an overall view, like, and if you did the logo the week before, how does that logo fit into your brand's personality? How does this fit in here? When you're thinking about it, like, what are the colors, for example, that embody these words? What are the colors that you're drawn to by, you know, very naturally? What are those colors that you love? What are the colors that light you up, that turn you on? Take a moment and write down some of the colors. And colors that you think are connected with the words that you just wrote down. Do any of you know what colors you love and what colors that for you embody the personality of your brand? And if so, do you care to share? Raise your hand, star 2. And it's okay if you don't. If you want to just keep it to yourself, that's fine. So I get that some days are just kind of quiet. Perfect. Rita, yes.
Hi, Anne. So, exquisite factor.
Mm-hmm.
What would the colors look like? I'm thinking of tropical, luscious colors.
Mm.
So, not just a couple, but combinations. Blue and purple, orange and red, fuchsia and pink, maybe green and yellow.
Mm.
But that's quite a lot, but when I think of tropical lusciousness, I think that they go together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love it. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. How do I mute?
Star 6.
Thank you.
Hey, Catherine, yes. Hi, Catherine. Did I unmute you? No, I thought I did. Hold on. Here we go. Go ahead.
Well, my words were peace, comfort, hope, and opportunity, like new opportunity. My colors, I love turquoise, orange, and lime green. And I already used turquoise and some sort of green, but the orange is interesting. I hadn't thought of putting that in. Or they also make me think of IKEA, you know, nice, clean, and simple. Blue, turquoise and blue for some orange remind me of that.
Yeah, and it's interesting because orange is, you know, and let's actually talk about colors for a moment. Orange is a movement color, and turquoise is a very soothing color, right? Mm-hmm. Lime green, what is that? That's the color of new growth. You know, if you look at trees or any kind of new growth, it's usually that very warm, very light mm-hmm. color of green. So it's you know, it's very interesting to me. Like with Rita's Exquisite Factor, the beautiful tropics, it makes perfect sense, and it totally fits her, you know. Whereas yours, that fits you. And I love how the colors will show up for each person, the right colors for each person and what they're about. But as you're looking at the colors that you've written down or that you're drawn to, take a look at them and see what those colors mean and how they represent what your deep message is in a, you know, in a powerful way, in the colorful way, right? Because my color is purple and gold, right? They represent wealth and spirituality, and that's royalty, actually, even, because to me that, you know, purple is always about royalty, of course gold too, but like when you think about it, what are the things that come to you about those colors and about this brand that you're drawn to, that speak to you, and what do those colors mean to you? This is where it gets, I just think it gets a lot of fun. Okay, does anybody else want to share? Okay. So when you think about the colors and you're thinking about your message, like, how are they related? I remember that for a long time, purple was a really, you know, it was a favored color of mine. And I never really connected it to my brand. And I even up until, I mean, I had it in there, but I didn't connect it with sort of the message of my brand until this summer, when I got really, really clear about that. So know, by the way, that as you are going through this process of branding, that it's not always going to make clear sense to you right away, but trust the intuitive guidance that you're getting and the pull of certain colors. Someone else may just really want the groundedness of brown and the solidness of the healing colors of green, or the, you know, the soothing color of blue and turquoise, you know, those colors. Just look at what they mean. What do they represent? And how do you see them in nature? How do you see them showing up? And take the lesson and the message from that. Okay, so moving on, your font. Oh, and by the way, let me just go back for a second. If you're drawn to several colors, like everybody here is, look at how those colors show up in different places. Look at how they're used somewhere else. Someone else's, either their message or their brand or their maybe you see a book cover and it draws you in and it's got those colors. Just pay attention to that and see how things show up for you, and how you feel like you resonate deeply with certain color combinations, and think about why. Why are you resonating with those in particular? Okay, so now let's move on to the font. The font is really important in the way that you are creating your brand with your brand name. Different fonts show up. Different fonts have different energies, and they have different ways of communicating. And like an Arial font is a very clean, very straightforward font. There's no frills with an Arial font. It's, you know, straight lines and obviously not an A, but, you know, or little A, but you know what I mean. It's like it's very, very clean. And then there are fonts that have a lot more curlicues and, you know, fluff, you know what I mean? And some that have more solidness because they're bold and they're strong and they're powerful. There's a great place called myfont.com, myfont.com, that allows you to purchase a font for use. I actually didn't purchase one for mine, but I did spend some time in there playing, looking. And if you find something in there that you really like, you can give it to your graphic design person and they can use it in your graphics. So, thinking about the fonts that you like, you know, just go looking for them and see what shows up for you. See what connects to you. And here's the thing. In your font, you only really want it to be in your brand name. Not too much else. You want maybe one or two different kinds of fonts. You want something that is the brand name itself, and then something that's for the tagline or for other things. But, you know, again, with that, it's only going to be in the graphics. It's not going to be in the rest, like the body of your work, unless you use it, say, for example, in a PDF where you're giving away something. You're just going to use it most of the time just in your brand, because you still want people to be able to download and read. And sometimes if you buy a font, those are not computer connected or whatever you call it. You know, like my computer can read it. Okay, Sheila, you've got your hand up. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah, you sort of in part answered the question in terms of fonts and brands and banners. One of the things that stayed with me is, I guess, and Lulu Brooks had put this out very clearly, for the web, one should be using the non-serif type fonts for people for easy reading. That's the Helvetica, Arial, Verdana.
Right.
And it's when you get into the print books, which people are reading, you know, like the library books are off, you know, in their hands, then you use the Times New Roman and the non-serif, I forget which is which, or the serif brand, the serif.
That makes sense.
And also, just since I'm talking, I mean, one of the things that drives me crazy is when people are using white or light on dark backgrounds.
I mean, the easiest thing to read is the black on white or the dark on light rather than the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
It's my two cents.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. See, a lot of times I'm not in front, by the way, just so you all know, I'm looking at my class, my notes that I've made and the outline I've made for the class rather than looking at the, I do check back into Instant Teleseminar, but I have to go back and forth between two windows. So just so you know, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just not in front of, I'm not present to maybe somebody's hand raised. So, okay, so that moves us now forward to the next one in the graphic, which is going to be your picture. And here's the thing, guys. You need a good picture. 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 Okay? Olin Mills doesn't quite cut it for when you are ready to create really good, solid, strong graphics. Find a photographer who will take your picture and knows how to use the lighting, who knows how to make you look fabulous. I went and had my makeup done. I did my hair myself, but I would have, you know, could have had my hair done. The thing is, take the time. Take the time. I dressed, you know, very simply for my picture because I wanted just my face and my hair and the makeup, whatever, you know, the lighting. I wanted that to be what people saw, not anything else. So you find somebody who is good at that, who knows what they're doing, and invest the money to get your picture done. You can do it outside, you can do it inside, depending on your photographer and you know, their level of quality and what they have, if they've got, you know, the indoor lighting and all of the rest of that. But it is worth investing in. I resisted this. I will tell you I resisted this until I saw one of my friend's pictures from a local photographer here in South Florida. And when I saw hers, I was like, holy moly, I'm going to do this. And so I invested the money to do it, and I'm so glad I did. I am so glad because it makes all the difference in the world. Your face should be on everything you send out. I'm sure you guys see my face plastered everywhere on everything I do. That's because I want the recognition. I want people to recognize my brand. I want them to see it. Sorry, I'll tell you why I'm laughing in a minute. And I want the, it's important for me to have that level of brand recognition. And when you are ready to step up into the type of business that you're looking to create, that is an important piece. You invest the money to get the picture, and they will Photoshop you. And that's not still not why I was laughing. I will tell you in a minute. They will Photoshop you. When I got the pictures back, and she had like lightened my eyes, opened my eyes up, and whitened my teeth, and like made my face like 20 pounds slimmer. I was like, hey, darn, I look good. I think she even took a few lines off around my eyes. It was pretty funny. But it was funny because I didn't even notice that she had done. She'd like, you know, slimmed down my face until later. I was looking at the two of them back side by side, and I was like, wow, she made me look good. So, you know, you can do that if you want. It's up to you. You can have it Photoshopped or you not have it Photoshopped, whatever you want. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. I will say it does look better. But it, you know, like, whatever. What I don't want to do is look like I'm 20 years younger. You know, people go, yeah, she kind of looked better And that picture was not even a year old now, but you know what I mean. It's like you definitely want a good photo, and it's fine to have it photoshopped a bit. You know, it's totally fine. I don't care what anybody says. If somebody else says no, don't do it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's choose. You do whatever you want. But anyway, all by way of saying that's an important thing. You want your personality to show through in your photos, okay? So that means finding somebody who can draw that out and capture that. So look around, you know, ask different people. If you're here in South Florida, and when you know, if you guys come in for anything, I can definitely turn you on to Sarah, is the woman's name of the woman who photographed me. She photographed Julie. And Julie has some fabulous photos. So all by way of saying, if you, and she also did Mandy White, you know, Mandy has some amazing photos. So all of us, you know, we all look great because of Sarah. Sarah, you know, we look great anyway, but Sarah made us look really good too. Okay. So moving on to the next piece, which is your graphics. You really do want to hire a graphics person. You really do. And different graphics people do different work. And I would love to say that I've got somebody I could totally recommend to you without reserve at this point, but I can't. I'm having some graphics people challenges right now, and I like what they've done, but their work isn't consistent, and I, you know, they're very, very tardy about getting things back to me, and so I'm frustrated. So I don't have somebody at the moment that I can recommend. I've asked some people, and I haven't gotten some names. So here's the thing. You're going to have to look around, ask for people, ask for some help, and see what some other people have done, and then check them out. But you know what? They're not that expensive, okay? You can find somebody to do graphics work for probably $50 an hour or less even. You can probably find somebody, you know, more than that, and you know, I don't know. I don't know what the going price is. I just know that I've had some really, really good work done by people who are less than $50 an hour, and they do a fine job once I get it. But getting it is the problem. So I just find somebody, ask around and see what different people have to say, okay? See who recommends them. Okay, so we're going to the last little portion of this particular piece tonight, which is your email signature. Your email signature is made up of several different pieces. Let me stop before I go into email signature and see if anybody has any questions. Star 2 if you have a question or a comment. Or idea, anything. It's okay if you don't. Yes, Nancy.
Yeah, this is kind of a combination question. If you want to end up with, say, a WordPress theme that's easy to change, you know, because I'm assuming that as we start applying all these different elements, there may be some elements, not the graphics if you've, you know, paid to finally get something that you want, but as far as text and that can be changed fairly easily, are you limited in what kinds of fonts you can use or how you put the graphics together if you're going to be using a WordPress format?
Are you talking about limited for the graphics on your website itself, or are you talking about limited for graphics in the graphics banner?
Well, both. Maybe that's the answer, both.
The graphics banner, I don't think so, because it shows up as a picture, and so it's read by read by the computer as a picture. So, but as far as on your website, yes, and that's what Sheila was talking about with the serif fonts. Was it serif fonts or the non-serif fonts? I think it was the serif fonts. The Arial, you know, the very straightforward, really easy read kind of fonts. You can use the New Times Roman. I do it all the time. And, you know, some people like it, some people don't on my website. But I'm really, really, really trying to train myself to use Arial on my e-zines and, you know, communications like that for the most part, not all the way across, but because it's easier to read on the web. On your banner, it's not as important because, like I said, it's read as a JPEG or a PNG or some other sort of, you know,
I see. Okay.
File like that, but reading it the other way, yeah. And you're limited actually by what WordPress offers.
You are limited by that. So the banner, that's what you're going to a graphic artist for, is to get that banner that can be plugged in to everything else, whether it's your workshop pages or the banner of your website or any other marketing material that you're going to generate. You want something, one or two variations that you would just use over and over and over again.
Exactly. And when you start doing different programs, you'll want the same banner. You want a banner that has the different names of whatever that program is to be put in. You know, I'm sure you guys saw in the Ning forum, we were having banner issues in the beginning. Where we had the Create Your Divine Banner, Divine Brand Banner, and it was not the right size for the Ning Forum. So my business manager was enlarging it and stretching it. It looked really crappy. And then so we were after them to to give us one in the right size, and they gave us the one, but it was the wrong banner. So she put that up, and I was like, no, you gotta take that out and put the.
I think
we got finally the correct banner in there, but, you know, it was like halfway through the program.
Okay. So, for like on yours, the difference between the logo and the banner is the logo goes on everything.
Is part of my banner. The logo is part of what the banner itself has, the logo, which is that coin, right,
Right.
And the banner has the coin plus Divinely Intuitive Business, your Sixth Sense Guide to Six-Figure Business, plus my picture. So that's the brand look right there.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then,
so the logo part is just that little key with the coin.
Exactly.
That's considered the logo. Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
And everything else, all of the banners are then on everything else.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it's starting
they
to
They have
click.
Different names. Like, I won't put, like, all the way across, you know, Divinely Intuitive Business across on all of the banners because it's more appropriate to have Create Your Divine Brand, for example, on as the main focus because that's what the class is, right?
Right. Well, so, now, are those something that you can change out? Say, like, you kept your picture and you kept – oh, so each one has to be done separately.
Each one has to be done, and each size has to be done, and you know, and if you're somebody who's responsive and thinks about this stuff, then you won't have problems. But I don't have that right at the moment. Mm-hmm. So you know, so it can be a little bit of a challenge at times, and it is what it is. So
mm-hmm.
I'm learning, and when I find my perfect ideal person, then I will hold on with both hands.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah.
So it's, you know, and this is, it's always, always in business, you're always looking for your divine team, your divine fit. You know, who's the right fit for you as far as the work that they do and the price point, right? And their responsiveness and their quality and all of that. You know, it's always going to be, you know, an adjustment process, and you'll learn, okay, I like this, but I don't like that. I like those things, but now I want something better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So while my guy was good enough in the beginning, when things started to really speed up for me and they were not keeping up in any way, shape, or form, and we had to just, like, get after them. It was just very frustrating. So, so my own desires, needs, et cetera, changed, and they didn't keep up with them. So now
Right. They're
no longer a good fit for me. Does that make sense?
Got it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's just part of the process of growing in business, you know.
But you own the trademark, not the person who designed it. Is that right?
It's mine. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Absolutely. So even if you stop using one, you still get to keep what you have.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, and they're called, by the way, work files. So if you ever leave one graphic design artist and you want to go somewhere else, you ask for the work files. Okay.
Okay.
You should have them anyway. They are yours. You paid for them.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Sheila. Whoops. Sorry.
Hey,
sorry. Say it again.
To answer the WordPress question.
Uh-huh.
If one, the best thing, I mean, there are a lot of people that are using WordPress.com. And I don't know, you know, in this group, WordPress.com is very limiting. If you're using WordPress.org, which means you have the host, and it's a download, you know, and a whole thing, that's very easy to change your fonts and easy to change the theme and, you know, go in and change the different fonts that you want for the reading. Also, in terms of, I was talking to a friend the other day. I had heard about Fiverr.com, and a friend of mine has this great video, and it turned out she had it on Fiverr.com. I mean, she just turned over her different, I mean, found somebody on Fiverr, $5. I couldn't believe it. They're using some kind of template, I guess, but she handed over her brand and, you know, different kinds of things, the words she wanted, and they were able to put something together quickly. I would assume that if you have, you're talking about your banner now, to change the name within a banner and in the size with the Photoshop layered is so simple that I would think that one could pick up somebody on Fiverr to be responsive and reasonable. Just one's looking to play around. There's not much to lose.
Right. Yeah, Fiverr is, I've heard of people using Fiverr, and I've seen some of the results of some, and I haven't liked it, but that doesn't mean anything. That just means that whatever it was, because there's so much that's being offered. So, yeah, I mean, you know, definitely if you guys are up for it, give it a try. I've also got somebody right now who's doing some graphics for me for, what do you call them? Like covers, like e-covers and that sort of thing. And he's really inexpensive. And he was able to recreate very nicely what it is I needed. So I didn't have any problem with that. He's a totally different person. So there are a lot of different possibilities and a lot of different places to go. You just have to get creative. You have to ask around. Follow the leads, follow what, you know, someone else has done and what their success has been, definitely. So thank you for that, Sheila.
Welcome.
Hey, Catherine.
I have a couple of comments. Let me say the first one before I forget it. If you are using a VA, often they have graphic designers they could refer you to because they'll already know your style and, so that's true. And yes, WordPress.org is very, very easy to change. That was that. And the other one was this something called 99 Designs. Someone on one of the Facebook groups was having different designs. I'll find the link and post it. But I know it was, I think, an inexpensive way of having different graphic designs for your logo banner.
Oh, interesting.
You could choose from. Yeah, very, very pretty. Penny Dablin had it on her thing, so you got to vote on what, and you got to see different things. And the other thing I wanted to say is about your logo, Anne. I don't know if it's my vision, but I never really could see the when you switched to the coin and you said there was a key and a dollar or something. I'm like, really? I had to go look and enlarge it because I couldn't see it. So I just thought I'd pass it on to you. It could be just me.
No, I'm sure it's true. And actually, that I'm pretty clear that the font that I have chosen that I like so much is also more difficult to see and read, especially when it gets smaller. But at this point, I'm not changing it.
I just thought I'd
until I'm done. I'm not messing with it for a while.
Okay.
So, you know, it is what it is, and I just go, whatever. Okay.
It's kind of like
telling me that.
I love it. Look at what's on the back of the dollar, and there's all these things there. It's like, oh, look at all this hidden stuff in her thing.
That's good. I love this conversation. This is so great, this conversation about graphics, you know. It's like woke everybody up. That's pretty cool. It's a hot topic, you know. I mean, graphics are an essential part of your brand. They're an essential part of doing business online. You need graphics, and you need good graphics done. So it's something to really pay attention to really notice and find somebody who's a good fit for you, because you'll be working with them for a while. The more you grow your business, the more you're going to be, you know, you'll be needing the graphics for different things. You know, you need a header, you need a footer, not to just overwhelm, because I'm not trying to overwhelm in any way, shape, or form. And you need things that are done, but then resized into different appropriate sizes. And so those are things that, you know, just pay attention. Just know that that's where you're growing to. You know, I noticed that Pamela, my own coach, just this year has totally rebranded and redone all of her graphics, and they're beautiful now, and I really love them. Whereas I didn't like what she did originally in her first, and she knows that. I'm not like, you know, saying anything. It just didn't resonate with me, but it didn't matter because I liked her, so I hired her. You know, it didn't matter about their graphics. So, you know, graphics are important, but they're not the be-all that ends-all, right? I mean, who you are and what you're doing and what you're bringing to the world, that's the be-all that ends-all. Your relationship with your clients, all of that, that's where it the bottom line is. And as you are building and as you're growing, these are things to just notice, pay attention to, do when you have the time, because number one, the most important thing is going out and finding clients and connecting with people. And then after that, you can do all of this other stuff, creating stuff and doing your branding and all of that, right? Ah, we have a hand up. Hang on. Hold on. I just saw you and somewhere you went. Okay. Nancy. Hi. I mean, Karen. I'm sorry, not Nancy. Karen, hi. Karen, are you there? Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry. I had a little mute thing going on. I know this may not be the most ideal way of doing things, but the logo I've used thus far is something I put together from a few different graphics that I found online. And I don't even know if that's legal or not. I combined them all into something else. Do you know if that's legal or not?
Oh, babe, I have no idea. Anybody else have any idea? I have no clue. I'm sorry to tell you that.
That's okay. I just thought I'd ask because I don't know either.
Yeah. You know, it's, you know what? Here's the thing. You're not big enough at this point for somebody to come after you, so I think you don't have to worry about it. At some point, you need to get your own.
Right.
Have it created for you. Okay, so that would be my response to that. I'd say don't worry about it until you, especially since it's a combination. I mean, if you took somebody else's and said, hey, look, here's my great graphic, which you didn't do. So, you know, I think you're fine.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay. Anybody else? Love this. Okay. All right, so here's the next piece, which is your email signature. This is a part of your brand, and this is be prepared to edit and change and edit and change, you know, like once a week for a while, because you're going to tweak it and tweak it and tweak it. And that's fine. It doesn't have to be done final, perfect, first time out, right? And don't expect it to. So your email signature is at the bottom of your email all the time, automatically. It goes out with all of your correspondence. And it's going to contain your name, your title or your certifications, whatever it is, if you wish to tell people what the certifications are, like someone who's a hypnotherapist might be C-H-T, I think it is. Sorry, it's been a while. Your master's degree, you know, after your name, et cetera. Those are your, you know, your street cred, so to speak. Don't want too many of them, you know. Don't put, you know, 100 bajillion of them on there. Just choose the most important, most primary ones. You're going to put your business name on there. You're going to put your tagline on there. And then, as a PS, you're going to put a question to your people. What is their pain? What is your people's pain? Your question with a call to action that directs them to your freebie, your free offering. Now, many of you probably have seen mine. Mine desperately needs updating. Okay, whatever. It will be, you know. It's an ongoing process, like I said. But it's good enough for now. And it's like, yeah, whatever. I'll get to it. Again, the same thing. Just recognize that this is always a work in progress. But good enough is good enough. And done is always better than perfect. Done is always better than perfect. It's just good enough and let it go. And then when you have time and you've got new information, you can tweak it and change it. But a lot of times people won't put something out there because they're too afraid. They don't quite know exactly what they're doing, and so they're afraid to put anything out there, and so they don't do anything. That's worse. Just put it out there and get used to the idea of putting things out there like that, and then you'll keep putting things out, and you'll tweak it, and you'll get, and it'll get more and more comfortable. It won't be so much like, hey, look at me, you know, whereas that's what it feels like a lot of times in the beginning. And then you'll gradually just get more and more used to it being comfortable, relaxed, and visible. And it will be, you'll be like, oh, this is okay. I can do this. This is not a big deal. Okay? So those are the pieces that make up your email signature, your name, your title or certifications, your business name, your tagline, or your title. Your title. If you gave yourself a brand title, my brand title is pretty much the same as my tagline, your Sixth Sense Guide to a Six-Figure Business. So it can kind of fit in either place. You may have something like that as well. The next one is your question, your PS, with a call to action that directs people to your freebie. Of course, you want to have a good, juicy name for your freebie, too. So all of those pieces make up your email signature, and that's going to go on all of your correspondence. One of the things that I have on mine that I notice that most people don't have on theirs, and this is my own idiosyncrasy, my very own thing, I want my banner to be on all my email signatures, all my email stuff. It's been suggested to me recently by somebody that I trust very much to put it on the bottom, and I may start doing that. I just haven't, you know, I've been very busy the last 2 weeks, so I have not taken the action to do that, but I will. But the other thing is, as you notice, probably all of my emails to you come with purple ink or purple, you know, some people will like it, some people won't. I don't really care. I like it. So guess what? It goes like that. That's part of my brand. And my own messaging coach, Matthew Goldfarb, said to me, do you know that that's part of your brand? And I was like, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I did. So he says, I like it, and I think it's great, and you should keep doing it. I'm like, thank you very much. I like that. So that's part of my message to the world. And it's just my own little funky little thing. You can do it if you like. You don't have to. It's up to you. But I am just letting you know that's another piece of the branding. And that's a piece that you can choose to add in or let go of. It doesn't matter. But the thing is, you want to, when you're branding, you want to stand out. You want to make yourself different, visible, in your own unique, special, perfect, beautiful, magnificent way. And there are a lot of ways to do it. And these are the things, you know, you take those unique pieces of that make you up and put them into all of your communications with people. And we're going to go over that, like I said, next week, all the different varieties of ways. But this is, I just want to share this with you, that this is like a really fun piece to add in. You can, you know, I used to be like, oh, this is just kind of weird, but you know what, I kind of like it, so I'm just going to kind of do it. And then when he told me that, I had already committed that I really liked it and I wasn't going to stop it. I mean, if he'd said, you know, look, this is just too much and this is obnoxious and it's over the top, then I would have been like, all right, fine, I'll stop. But I am glad he didn't say that, because then I didn't have to make that decision. So I offer that to you to do with it what you will. So any comments, feedback, questions? Quieted everybody down again. Oh, good. Rita's got something. Yes, Rita.
Oh, just a comment. I'm still trying to design my business cards, and in regards to the font, I went through, I just used Word, you know, just pulled up word processing and printed out Exquisite Factor in all the different fonts that I like, you know, that were drawn to me.
I love that.
And, yeah, and then just push print. And then next to each time I wrote Exquisite Factor, I would just write, you know, Helvetica or, you know, Gill Sands, so I could see what it was in. And some of them that didn't look really appealing to me as I look closer, they're so small, I just blow them up to a 36, which put it at a, you know, a regular size. And it was beautiful.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Well, anyway, that's going to help me decide which is the exquisite one I want.
I love
it. So I can see it all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Sheila.
Yeah, what was it she just said she did that on?
Her brand name is The Exquisite Factor. And so she was putting her brand name onto a piece of paper with it done in the font, with the name of the font next to it, and
okay,
then them out so she could take a look at what looked exquisite to her.
Okay, got it. No, sounds great. I thought when she said Exquisite Factor or whatever, that it was a font site she was pulling
oh,
up.
Oh, got you, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
It's going to be her site, her yummy, juicy site, right?
I meant a site for getting different fonts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to pass on colors. It was interesting, and purple itself isn't there, although it said plum. And another
photography course on color, there was a PDF, which is not just hers, on site that shows colors and what the colors mean or different what it says about the person. I'll put that link in the forum.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you very much, Sheila.
Welcome.
Yeah, I love that. Cool. All right, anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns, requests? Okay. Well, that's what I have for today, you guys. And if you have something else you want to talk about, you know, regarding your brand, last chance, star two. Otherwise, we're going to go ahead and go. And you let me know what you, you know, if that's what you want.
Okay. This is good. Thank you.
Oh, good. Here we go. Yes, Sheila.
Yeah, just another question. I don't recall because I'm surprised the forum's not very active. Is there a page or was there a suggest that everybody's sites or URLs are on?
Uh-huh. I asked for people to post them, and I don't think everybody did. So, you know, some people get involved and get a, you know, get into the forums, and some people don't, and some people are just, like, really, really busy right now. And, yeah, it's a quiet forum, isn't it?
Yeah,
I would
okay,
love
so again, my request is if one's, I'll go searching again, if one's URL isn't there, if you post, URL would be great.
It would be great, yeah, because it's great to, and even those that are being born, it's really fun to see because it helps everybody. To, as they're growing and as they're birthing their own, to see what others are doing and how it's showing up. I think it's really great. It's of real service to everybody. So, okay, is that it? All right, everyone, have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week. And please post stuff in the forum. you'll have some homework that will be up on the NINC forum, and I will put the information in the forum also today, before 6 o'clock today, my time, about the live event, you know, where you can go and sign in. Okay? Have a wonderful week, everyone, and happy branding. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.